Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. That's all the bank union. Actually, today we're joined with the bank and, of course, the representative of the bank for the St. Lucia National Queen Show for 2023, Miss Burnell St. Rose. Good afternoon, Burnell. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing amazing. Thanks for having me.
You sound bubbly and you sound like you're full of energy today. And that's what I know about you. I know for sure that your personality is... It's day.
I feel like this interview is long time coming.
Long time coming because, you know, from the time I saw that they, you know, you got selected and you represented my bank, you know, my sponsor for Youth Unplugged, I was like, hey, Burnell, I need an interview. I don't care what anybody says. I need that interview. And I got that interview. So big shout out to Bank of St. Lucia for making that happen. Yes. And also shout out to RCI for giving us Youth Unplugged today. All right. So, Burnell, how has the experience been for you so far?
So far, the experience has been nothing short of amazing. It has its cons. It's overwhelming because you have to balance your time with rehearsals, private and group rehearsals. So that aspect of it is very overwhelming. However, separate and apart from that, you get to experience new things. You get to meet new people. You get to, you know, just feel the St. Lucian vibe a little more. And that's what I enjoy most about the pageant. The experience, the journey so far.
Okay, but one thing, you know, when girls go for Carnival Queen, you get to go to all of the events, you know, you get to see a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
You're going to Calypso, you're going to Soca, you're going to everything, and of course the private events as well, because I've been seeing the queens around, and you know, I didn't see some of them.
We get to enjoy the whole local
exactly
vibe.
And I think that's positive. But a lot of people don't know you. So I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself today, and that's what Youth Unplugged is all about. We don't focus on the pageant, we focus on Burnell St. Rose. Who's Burnell St. Rose? She's a pretty girl, I can tell you that much. And then she comes inside looking nice and shocking. People, can you see on the light? She has some green on her, she's looking shocking and green. You understand? I appreciate that. But Burnell, who are you? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I mean, where you're from, and we're going from there.
So I'm Burnell St. Rose, as most may know. And I come from the one and only tourism mecca, Soufré. I have to plug in my community.
No, of course you have to. You represent the entire Soufré city.
Community. But I was raised in Soufré, my community. And currently I am the president of the Soufré Youth and Sports Council. Now I've been involved in volunteerism and community development from a very young age, as early as 11. So I've always been in that community scope, youth scope.
Okay.
However, I started at St. Joseph's Convent. I went to Sir Arthur. Then I went to UWE.
That's the best school. That's the best school. I tell you.
I was in Trinidad for a while, and I actually got employed in Trinidad. I got an internship with NIBDEC, the National Insurance Company. And when my internship was done, they were looking to hire me full-time. I was like, you know, I'm fresh out of school. You know, it's the perfect opportunity to come back home and, you know, really build my brand in youth development. Because I'm still fresh. I don't have much experience yet. And my passion is really youth development. So I was thinking of how do I elevate the youth scope in Soufré. That was what my thinking at the time. So I came back to St. Lucia. And what I did, I applied to the youth parliament. And thankfully, I got through. So I represented Soufré for Saint-Jacques at the 2020
Youth Parliament. Now, I remember that. That's one thing I remember. You could go on YouTube and see that.
I was the Minister for Youth Development, right? And COVID hit.
You've suffered in COVID, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, we suffered.
We suffered. And COVID hit, and that was a very unfortunate time. However, I capitalized on the whole COVID-19 experience.
Okay.
Like, okay, COVID hit, Youth Parliament is no longer. What can I do? The Soufré Youth and Sports Council had the elections coming. I was like, okay, perfect opportunity. One door closes, another one opens. So I applied. I sent in an application. The elections went through. I became president. Becoming president of the Soufré Youth and Sports Council has been one of the greatest things for me. Just basically getting to understand what youth in my community needs, how I can collaborate with many institutions. The Soufré Foundation has been a great help for
us. Actually doing a lot. I wasn't aware of what they were doing down there. And a young man who went to school with me was telling me about the foundation giving books to students and things around.
Right,
around the...
So the Soufré Foundation is doing so much in Soufré, not only on a community basis, but basically to build up the youth, our generations coming up. And I'm grateful that I have an amazing team working with on the Super Apron Sports Council who assist me in getting our goals and aspirations sort of, you know, met. We've been doing exceptionally well so far. I'm not sure if you see most of our posts on Instagram. We've been a very active council.
I've seen it.
I think members, one of the most active councils.
Yes, in all the community mm-hmm. councils. And some of your members have been doing quite a lot. Actually, mm-hmm. had one of them here recently on Youth Unplug.
Is it Edisa?
Nicole was here. She was here. That's a past student of mine mm-hmm. at Stafford. She was here. She was speaking so passionately about what you had going on in Youth Month and mm-hmm. all that sort of thing.
Yes, Nicole is also part of the NYC, National Youth Council.
Yes, so I know that a lot is being done, at least from you all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we try. And we don't only want to hit it in the direction of sports. We look at education. We look mm-hmm. at skill building. We had a cook-off. We had some quizzes. We're looking to have some skill building sessions where people can learn to do makeup, public soap making, candle making, different little sessions. So, you know, it's just all about sports.
I'll help you a lot with the soap. If you say this, I can help you a lot with the soap.
We can even have a DJ session. Oh, you never know.
Well, you know, I'm a little more than that. Okay, so I'll help you a lot with the soap. That's the chemistry background. I'll just bring that on.
I would love that. Not a problem. No, I'm serious. We would love that.
I would. I'd definitely come and help you a lot with that. But I mean, when you speak about sports, that's kind of synonymous with Sufre now, because from the time you'll get your little mini stadium, you're doing
awesome. Hello. We have one of the best.
Yeah. Probably one of the best in all communities.
I can't really talk.
You understand? I'm from Entrepo. Marsha, we're struggling there. People, give us something. We want a new thing. You want a mini stadium in Marsha. You want one too.
Even if they give you a mini stadium, you Sufre still Marsha. Exactly. You just cannot compare to Sufre. Sufre is where it's at. And the talent in Sufre is unmatched. And I'm not being biased. I'm really not being biased.
I know you're not being biased.
In Sufre, sports, football, track and field, unmatched. And I mean that.
Let me ask you, where's Juliet Alfred from?
Excuse me?
She from Sufre.
She probably has roots in Sufre. I'm sure there's some.
Probably. But I know for sure you'll have some great sportsmen and women in Sufre. Again, mm-hmm. people I went to school with, a lot of people from the south, and specifically Sufre. I go shout out Omar quickly there. That's my guy from Sufre.
Omar Andrew?
Yes, big sport.
Hello, Omar is part of my football club.
Oh, well, there you go. Yes, so we know some common people. So I know.
Nice.
I know Sufre doing some things where that is concern. So a lot within youth development, and I think you speak so passionately about it, so that means that, you know, going forward, I expect to hear a lot from Miss St. Rose.
Yes, of course. Now, that's the Sufre Fun Sports side of me.
Now, we're going to something again. Let's go.
Right. So, after that, I got a call to serve on the board of SSDF, the St. Lucia Social Development Fund. And when I got that call, I was like, what?
What's going on there?
Brunel from Sufre, hello. Small but Talawa. Mm-hmm. I was like, really? That was an honor. That call that I got to represent youth on the SSDF board, I did not hesitate to say yes, to serve my country. And I have always been focused in Sufre, so I felt that opportunity was one for me to take it national.
Okay.
And that's what really drove me to not hesitating. Yes, I am willing. When can we meet? When do we sign the contracts? It was from the get-go, I was willing.
Congratulations. Thank you. I know SSDF does a lot. When you talk about home care and the elderly, mm-hmm.
single mothers
went back to school, you go and get a little something there. Mm-hmm. You understand? SSDF does a lot. And people, if you don't know, head over to SSDF, go get some sort of help.
And I don't think we're really aware of how much SSDF does. They're a holistic company. Institution. They focus on, like you said, single mothers. They have the boys program. Mm-hmm. They have the BNTF, that's Basic Needs Trust Fund, where they rehabilitate schools. They provide water tanks in communities. There are many, many, many different things SSDF is doing.
That's underneath that umbrella.
Underneath the full mm-hmm. umbrella of SSDF. So I think we must commend them because they're not only focusing on young people, but they're making sure that disadvantaged communities and people are taken proper care of.
Yeah,
and we need to give them.
That's some of our social amenities. A lot of time people don't see the social amenities around. I was actually having a conversation with a guy the other day, and you're speaking about finance, mm-hmm. right? And I told him that, they have youth economy. The fellow tells me, you know nothing about it. You understand? So again, sometimes our young people, we don't read, we don't listen to what's around us. But these are some of the things that, I mean, can go a long way in
the
helping.
The youth economy itself is another great initiative that I must applaud the government for. Sufre has a number of aspiring entrepreneurs in different fields. We have Edisa Eugene, who does cups, straws, many things out of bamboo. Mm-hmm. You don't see that often. So I think tapping into the whole youth economy scope and providing finance for those entrepreneurs who may not know how to start, it's commendable. And I think it's a great initiative just to get youth off their feet. So kudos to them for that.
Well, speaking about finance, and thanks again, because, I mean, youth economy, I had a shout out to the people over there. They have been doing a lot. But speaking about finance, you have a nice little logo on your chest there. I mean,
USL
Digital. You see that there. I had to ask what's digital, because last year I asked what is WISE.
Right.
Either I got a nice response on what is WISE. So this year I'm asking you again. And of course, Burnell, what is BOSL Digital? What is that all about?
BOSL Digital, in 3 words, convenient, simple, secure. Your daily banking transactions online.
Yeah, I like
secure. We're not about the inline too much. You know, we're saving our time. We were busy beings.
And we're doing everything on our phone.
We're doing everything on our phone. Not our phones alone.
The laptop, your tablet,
anywhere,
everything.
At the gym, on the road, in traffic, at the beach, anywhere.
We're doing
simple,
it.
Simple, secure, convenient.
Yeah, but banker solution, we're doing
we're
it.
We're getting online, not inline,
okay?
That's right.
So tell us a little bit more about BOSL Digital. What are some of the services that will be offered on BOSL Digital?
Well, not will be offered, are being offered currently. BOSL Digital was actually launched last year. It was actually launched last year, and it's the first online branch of any bank in the ECCU.
Okay.
Right? So we were actually the first bank to launch. So what it is just our online branch. Literally, it's like a physical branch, but this time it's online.
Okay.
So you can literally do any of your banking transactions via BOSL Digital, except obviously cash transactions, right?
Yeah.
Where we do have the ATMs for that. But on BOSL Digital, you can open accounts on there. So there's no need for you to actually go into a physical location to open an account. You can also apply for your credit cards, apply for loans online.
You have
all of the banking needs that you had with online banking that you do have with BOSL Digital. So again, if you do have issues with your online banking, you want to check something with your debit card, your credit card, we have our support team that are now BOSL Digital that are ready to assist you. So it's really amazing. And it's very easy. The platform is very simple to use, like Burnell said. Mm-hmm. If anybody's interested, you go on to bosldigital.bankofstlucia.com. You just remember that the Saint in St. Lucia is all spelled out. So that's SAINT.
And not just ST.
That's right.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. And you log in, you create a profile, and you go through, apply for your credit cards, your debit cards, apply for your accounts, open your accounts.
I have a debit, you know, I have my debit there.
Yes.
And I always flex in that one, because mm-hmm. we are cheap and all these things. These days I just tap to pay. I go to Marcy, I have to use that one because Marcy has, you know, I don't have to pay $2 in fees. So I'll just tap that and get going. Yeah. Right? But I think BOSL Digital is actually doing a lot, because the other day I had a little issue with my card and it wasn't working when I went to a point of sale, but it wasn't a BOSL machine. And for some reason, the code just wasn't coming on. And I ended up going online.
Okay.
And within probably 10 minutes, I was able to change the entire password on my card. Went to ATM, was able to take out some money. And like, I didn't know that was possible. Because when I called, they told me that I probably have to change the code on the card. And again, service, people, service.
Right.
If you think you're getting service.
Exactly.
You're getting that service with BOSL.
Yes, well.
And in two tools, my card was working again.
Yeah.
Understand?
And the
so,
thing is that with BOSL Digital, they're open, they have extended hours.
Mm-hmm.
So outside of your regular banking times, we close at 2 o'clock every day, but you can access BOSL Digital until 9 p.m. during the week, on the weekends as well, you know, so 11 o'clock to 5 p.m., you can access that. And we also have the option of reaching them via WhatsApp. So for our customers, that's right. So our customers that are overseas, right? Those who probably don't want to make the international call, you can reach us via WhatsApp as well.
Okay, well, that is actually fantastic.
It really is.
So, Bunel, you're carrying something very serious in your chest, don't you?
All the bank you need.
All the bank. But you know, speaking of all the bank you need, I was actually driving again in Grozely. Yes, I like Grozely, by the way. I like the branch there. As you remember last year, I told you, my favorite man, you told me all the branches should be my favorite brand. But I'm telling you, you know why
so
I like...
So you use our smart ATMs at Grozely.
That's what I'm telling you. Right. I use the smart ones in town as well, you know.
Right.
But you see in Grozely, you see the backdrop of Burnell that I see? You see from the time I like, by the marina, I seen it, you know. It's like, you gonna make it bigger this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tell you. It's like, I see it. That's an idea. So when you say Koto Carnival Queen on Saturday, there, I know why I shouted for it. I just take out my bank card and start paying it.
You heard him, eh? Okay, I'll be looking for you in the crowd.
Look for me.
Make sure. Look for me. I hear you screaming, Bunel.
I don't even think I have to look for him.
You hear me. Trust me. You see that voice out there? You will hear that. You will hear that. For sure. But, Bunel, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. So far, I mean, you've been under a lot of pressure. What obstacles have you encountered probably so far in your pageantry journey?
The greatest obstacle for me, which is no longer, thanks to Bank of St. Lucia, was traveling up and down from Sufre. That has been the greatest obstacle for me. Aside from that, I haven't faced any great obstacles because of the team that I work with. I have an amazing team, and they've taken off the whole load of pageantry, because most times you think about pageant, you think about the stress, getting everything together. I have an amazing team who makes this process seamless for me.
Okay.
So I can't express to you any great obstacle that I've been facing other than the traveling, and that is fixed.
Okay. Well, be yourself. Thanks for that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, that was something that I'll be very honest with you. From the minute Bunel was sashed that night, I guess she was in a little bit of a conversation with our MD, Mr. Phillips. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he said, look, in conversation with her, she said that she travels every day. Because, of course, she had to be, you know, up and down even before the sashing, I guess, for rehearsals and your auditions and stuff like that. And he said, guys, nope, we need to do something about this. You know, it's really not safe for her to be driving.
She was driving very late back to Sufre.
You know, a number of times in a day, in a week. So we sorted that out.
Okay. Well,
love that.
Thanks, because that's my friend. Yes, that's my friend.
We all love Bunel.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely. Definitely. But Bunel, I mean, out of pageantry again, what's next for you?
After pageantry, well, I'm pursuing my master's degree right now.
I'd like to hear that. I'd like to hear that.
In development statistics. So soon after pageantry, I'm going to finish in my last semester, submitting my final paper, and I'm looking to enter the public world. Public world in the sense that I want to contribute to policy, particularly youth development, in the area of youth development, but policy backed by data and research.
Okay.
So if you, I'm not sure if you, you know, really involved in the whole data research aspect of St. Lucia, but we're lacking a lot of data.
We are.
And we're lacking a lot of data. And that's how I, you know, went into development statistics, because it's all about using that research and the recommendations from that research to really influence policy. So you know what people need, you know how you can tailor that policy to suit their needs. So that's what I'm really looking to go into. I'm not sure which ministry exactly yet, but I am looking to contribute to youth policy in St. Lucia, backed by research. So
I probably need to go to Ministry of Economic Development. Is that it? They do things like census and all these kind of things.
Yes, so they did numbers, they did money.
I know you have a little background in economics. So I think that's probably where I want you.
That's what you want me?
Yeah, I want you in economic development. Probably you could go to youth and sports. Some years, but economic, that's why I really want you. But I think you're very right in saying that, because if you go online now and search for what is the unemployment rate in St. Lucia, I'm telling you, that is not correct.
You will get something, but it fluctuates.
It fluctuates, yes.
You will get something on CDB, so the St. Lucia government will give you something different. So there isn't that reliable source. Really, to get information.
How often are these things updated? I'm not sure.
That as well.
At the end, there was something on Facebook about the salary scales in St. Lucia and what is minimum wage and all these sort of things. The information online, again, was not correct. You know, so I think we need to do some work in that regard. And probably,
I'm coming.
Queen B will help us out. in that regard. But Bernard, the big day is on Saturday. Right. We have a new venue. Okay.
Oh, yes,
hey.
This is the Pavilion in Rodney Bay, also known as the tent.
The tent?
Yes.
The big white.
Yeah, the big tent.
The big white tent.
It's right after the police station.
Yeah.
It's just right by the ramp.
Yes.
Right. So people, you got to go get your tickets for Saturday. I need you to do that. You need to head over to Events in Usha, right next to Big Chef in Rodney B. Yeah. And get your tickets to Saturday. It's only
$150. $150.
Yeah, and you have a few left, so go, you know, you need to
it's
support.
It's almost sold out from what I heard.
Almost?
I don't think any of the sale locations have.
Yeah.
None of the sale locations
have. Well, I just said I don't have a ticket yet.
If you
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't. I'm a last minute person. I was hoping I'll go there tomorrow.
Just stop that.
Yeah, I was hoping.
I don't like
tomorrow.
That for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Change that.
Yeah, we'll have to do something about it.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
So, Bernard, once again, thank you so much for stopping by.
We're done already. That was fast.
Yeah, we actually just ran out of time.
It's
just 3:30. You see, when you're having a great conversation, the time is running by. But again, thank you so much, Bernard, for coming in. You know, last year I had a winner on here, right? Mm-hmm. No pressure.
No pressure.
I had a few winners last year.
No pressure.
You know, Daniel was there. She. You understand, so no pressure, whatever. But thank you so much again for popping by. And Saturday, I'll be screaming Queen Bee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I look forward to that.
Yeah, Queen Bee. You'll go see me. I'll be there.
Let me just say thank you to my sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia. It's an honor to be Miss BOSL Digital. Thank you to my team. Thank you to everyone in Sufre supporting me. Thank you to St. Lucia, those I don't know, those who continue to send me words of encouragement, support, well wishes. Thank you. I am overwhelmingly grateful for all the support. Thank you, Khalid. DJ Khalid.
You know what is it? I always say, what is your fun plug? It's Khalid Vidal. When you say we outside, we use
Khalid Vidal.
Excuse me.
I tell you different thing. When I'm at school, they have to say Mr. Vidal.
Vidal.
You know, so it's different
so
hats.
Khalid Vidal, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
Guys, this has been another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. I tell you, BOSL have a lot going on. Every day, people, come get your card. I have my card there. You know, it's secure. Also, you know, we're talking about BOSL Wise and, of course, BOSL Digital as well. And digital is what we're pushing that this year, all the way. Go online, apply for a loan online, you know, do that. And of course, we still have 5.25 on house and mortgages. We still have that there.
Right,
we have something there on mortgages. We have that at BOSL, so you could go check that out as well. People, my name is Calvin. I will see you guys again next week for another edition of Youth Unplugged.